The animal kingdom, as we know, is full of species that do their very best to hide from predators by adopting all sorts of clever camouflage to help them blend into their surroundings and not get spotted. Well, now it seems that plants might do something similar. Many plants are very brightly coloured to attract pollinators and to make themselves very obvious, and many of them take on the colour of the chlorophyll pigments that they use to generate energy by the process of photosynthesis. Well, Matthew Kluster from Harvard University in the US and his colleagues have been studying an unusual plant called Monotropsis odorata, and that doesn't have any chlorophyll at all because it gets all the food it needs from the mycorrhiza fungus, tiny fungus that live in the soil and in a really close association with their roots.
So it doesn't actually need the leaves in order to make any food?
No, it doesn't. It sort of abandoned that planty way of life, the way it's sort of the thing that we really usually associate with plants. It doesn't do that anymore.
Wow, so what's in it for the fungus?
Well, the fungus gets, it's a very close, it's a sort of symbiotic relationship. They both benefit from it. The fungus will get some, to some extent, it'll get some of the nutrients from them. But actually, no, the fungus actually gets a protective place to live. That's the point for the fungus. It's nice and safe inside and associated with the roots of these plants, and the plants get all the nutrients that they need. But having been sort of freed from the constraints of photosynthesis, this particular plant has basically options open to it of different colours to suit its needs compared to other plants. And as Kluster and the team have discovered, it seems that Monotropsis odorata does the best job it can of actually hiding from herbivores that might come along and give it a good munching. And what they're trying to do mostly is to cover up and protect these purple flowers and stems that they have. And they do that by covering them in brown bracts. And these, it turns out, seem to really resemble dead brown leaf litter. And we know this because the team went out and they basically took these bracts and they looked at the colours of light that are being reflected back off them, and it showed that they were really very similar to the same, to the colours that come off leaf litter. So they look the same. And then they also did some experiments. They rather cleverly went out and took some of the bracts off some plants in the wild. And then over 2 years, they studied how much herbivore damage was done to the plants with and without these brown bracts. And then they also, they found that there was 20% less damage the plants that had this brown covering, and the ones that had the covering compared to the ones that had them taken off produced much more fruit. And that's a really good indication that having that camouflage is really producing a benefit to those plants. So, you know, that's a real practical thing that they're getting a benefit from. Now, the very strange thing is here that these plants don't want to disappear entirely because they are still reliant on animals to come and visit them to disperse their pollen and their seeds. And Kluster and the team saw lots of bumblebees actually coming to the flowers and successfully finding them. And they think they may have been lured in by a nice smell, by a scent that attracts pollinators, but not herbivores. But that's an idea that we don't really know about yet, and these need looking at in a future study. But it does seem that cunning camouflage is no longer a unique characteristic of animals, but plants can do it too.
It's amazing to think that you can have a plant which doesn't actually need the sun, and it gets all its energy from a fungus and puts those resources which it doesn't need otherwise into camouflaging itself.
Fantastic,
incredible.
Yeah.